Shout it loud, hallelujah. Those of you who are happy that the Lord has preserved you to this day, shout it loudest, hallelujah. And for those who are expecting a brighter, more glorious 2009, let them shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. I'd like you to rise up on your seat and shake two or three people's hands. Tell them they are blessed in Jesus' name. Jesus is going to bless them today. And they will experience His glory. Shake two or three people. Greet them in the name of Jesus. Now raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this loud and clear. Any blessing that belongs to me shall not disappear with this year. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare that. Amen. So I say God bless you for now.
We, Brother Daniel and Sister Shadi Olukoya, stand before you to praise God for our lives, our family, our ministers and pastors, your wonderful lives, and the ministry that God has committed to our care. Our God has been wonderful. For this, we sing His praise.
Savior, blessed Savior, listen while we sing. A time voices raising praises to our King. All we have to offer, all we hope to be, body, soul, and spirit, all we yield to Thee. Oh, whatever. Amen. And as many people as are happy that God has preserved their lives in this day, you rise up on your feet and take any song of praises in your mouth. Sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Sing it loud and clear. To the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and doing wonders. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. 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 Amen. Amen. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all day. Sing it loud and clear. Winner man. Winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all day. Winner man, 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 a winner man. I am on the winning side. 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 The winning side all the time. Winning side, winning side, winning side, winning side. Winning side, winning side, winning side, winning side, winning side, winning side, I winning side. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Winner man. Jesus is a winner man all the time. Winner man. Winner man. Winner man. Winner man, winner man, winner man, a winner man all the time. Shout hallelujah. Father, we thank you for a wonderful time like this. And we praise your holy name because you are the mighty man of war. You have been protecting our lives and you have been upon our lives. To save us, you lay your hands upon us and you make us saints, you make us saved, and you saved our souls. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because this year did not devour us. Rather, you brought your people here safely, and you brought them to this particular time of the year. And those powers that think that we will not cross into next year, they were put to shame. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, lay your hands upon us. Move our lives forward. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. I go into the book of Exodus. And I'd like you to listen to this message very carefully. The book of Exodus. Exodus. Chapter 20. I speak to you for a few minutes on what I call the jealousy of God, which was a great problem for many this year, and many did not realize it. Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. And look at verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them and serve them. For I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Says, I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God. Wherever you are hearing me from now, whether you are hearing us on the internet or anywhere you are or you are present here, I want you to realize that this particular characteristic of God is very, very important for us to note. The same Exodus chapter 34, verse 14. Said, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. This is wonder of wonders. The name of God is jealous. The passion of jealousy is an intricate matter. It possesses an intensive force. Jealousy can fire the whole nature of a man. Jealousy has hot coals of fire. Jealousy arises from the innermost being and is always deeply rooted unless the cause is removed. Jealousy can stop at nothing and jealousy can be as cruel as the grave. Jealousy provokes anger terribly. Jealousy will overthrow everything in pursuit of the enemy. Jealousy provokes extraordinary strength. I, the Lord your God, he says, I'm a jealous God. Many years back, 1912, some people built a very large ship. It was the largest ever built in the world. They call it Titanic. It was to move or to travel from Liverpool to New York. It never got there. Because when this ship was built, one of their sailors boasted, said, this is a ship that God himself cannot sink. And it sank. When the jealousy of God is threatened, there is trouble. If God loves you and blesses you, never forget that he blessed you. If God has preserved your life throughout this year, which is a very dangerous year indeed, don't forget that he preserved you. If you forget God and you abandon God, and that God decides to come after you, you are in big trouble. You spend the whole of this year drinking and smoking. He looked at you and allowed you to be. Don't think he will continue to allow you to do that. Once you provoke God to jealousy, he can use anything to wage war against you. I've come tonight, before we enter into the new year, to issue a warning. There are some that God warned this year, and they should not go into the next year with that which God is warning you to drop. So you got money, you thought it's your brain. No, it's God that blessed you. You got promoted, you thought it's because you are smart. No, God just decided to push you forward. Oh, it's because I'm so brilliant. No, there are many brilliant people that amount to nothing. Perhaps you use this year now to use what God gave you against God. Many have forgotten God apart from days like this when they want to pray into the year. And many are using their God-given privileges to provoke God. The time he arises, if he arises as a jealous God, it can be a terrible problem indeed. That's why they say, God's case, no appeal. It was God's jealousy that drove Nebuchadnezzar into the bush. It was God's jealousy that sank Pharaoh. Perhaps this year you allowed your business, your husband, your wife, all these strange things you are doing to become an idol. Then you are heading towards total collapse unless you repent tonight. God's jealousy can bring anybody down. If there is anything you must fear, it is the jealousy of the God Almighty. When God blesses you, you must not push God aside. Perhaps you are here tonight. You have lived the kind of life God doesn't want you to live this year. But you say, Pastor, I don't want his jealousy to arise against me in this coming year. And I would like to surrender my life to Jesus. While everybody rises up now, everybody rise up on your feet now, and all eyes are closed. Say, Pastor, I don't want the jealousy of the Almighty to arise against me in the coming year. I don't want to enter into the next year with a deficit by not having salvation. Without wasting time, rise up on your feet and run quickly to this altar here at the front. Run very fast, because Jesus is waiting for you here. And we want to go and pray. Don't be shy, don't be ashamed. This is the opportunity, the last opportunity you may have. Surrender your life to Jesus. Jesus is waiting for you here. Don't enter into the coming year in a deficit. It will be a disaster to do so. Stand up. Don't kneel down. Stand up. Don't kneel down. Just find a way to the altar. Either this altar or any of the two altars at the back. Say, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. You have tried your own strength. It has failed you this year. You need to run back to Jesus. You need to run back to him now, before his jealousy begins to rise against you. You have time to do so now, very quickly. It is dangerous to remain on your seat if you have not found salvation, if you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. You are still living in sin and iniquity. Find a way quickly to the altar now, before 2008 closes its chapter. Jesus is waiting for you here. Those of you at the altars, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Actually, the most important decision in 2008. Close your eyes, bow down your head, say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, Come into my life. Take control of my life. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for these your children here. They've taken this most important decision in life. Father, keep them standing by your power in the name of Jesus. Write their names in the book of life. As they have surrendered their lives to Jesus today, it shall continue to be well with them. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the altar, open your eyes and look at us here. You've taken the most important decision in life. Fill our leaflets, give it to us, so that we can be praying for you by name. Write your correct address too. Amen. You may go back to your seat now. God bless you. Let's rise up on our feet now. Amen. Please be quiet. Be quiet. We go back to your seat rejoicing now. Where you are, pick any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. Raise up your right hand to the heavenlies and declare this loud and clear. Oh God, arise! Can you shout it with holy anger? And let this year favor my life. In the name of Jesus. Let this year favor my life. Masekaya boshendera bokosanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh God, arise and order my steps this year. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Order my steps this year. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your hands on your legs. Your legs. Say, my legs. Carry me to my place of destiny this year. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and prophesy on your legs. Carry me to my place of destiny this year. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, this year, I will get to the right position. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Pray for yourself as you enter into the year. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, this year, my enemies shall hear of me and tremble. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to decree it. They shall hear of me and tremble. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, this year, sickness shall not be my lot. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, finally, before we greet each other, any power that wants me to die this year, you are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. In Jesus' name we pray. Seven Goliath destroying, hallelujah. Go to somebody and say, Happy New Year, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Alpha, Omega, you are worthy of our praises today. You are worthy of our praises today. Alpha, Alpha, Alpha. Oh, yes, sir. Alpha, Alpha, Alpha. Alpha, Alpha, Alpha. Yes, sir. Omega, you are worthy of our praises today. You are worthy of your hand. Alpha, 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 Omega, you are worthy of our praises today. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy to be praised, oh Lord. Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised, oh Lord. Jehovah Nissi, you are worthy to be praised. Jehovah Nissi, you are worthy to be. You are worthy to be praised, oh Lord. You are worthy to be praised, oh Lord. Jehovah Nissi, you are worthy to be praised. Oh, Jehovah Nissi, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be glorified. Jehovah Nissi, you are worthy. Jehovah Nissi, you are worthy. Abaye, Ongoye, Alabama, Torubanunja, Abaye, Hawaii. Oh, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Abba ye, Abba ye. Abba ye, Abba ye. Abba ye, Abba ye. Oko ye, oh, Abba. Madunile nasi ebumbe ebumbe Jehovah alama madunile nasi ebumbe ebumbe Jehovah mara mara madunile nasi ebumbe ebumbe Jehovah mara madunile nasi ebumbe. Ebube Jehovah mara mara ma hajudile masi. Hajudile masi. Ebube. Ebube Jehovah ma. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right there where you are, I'd like you to pick any song of praises in your own language. Sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. In your own language. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise up your right hand to the heavens. Say, this year, I shall not fall from grace.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray for yourself like that. I shall not fall from grace.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Say, this year, myself and my family, we shall be surrounded by the wall of fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat for a few minutes. God bless you. I say Happy New Year to you all in the name of Jesus. Shout a loud hallelujah. A louder hallelujah. Let us rise up on our feet now. Seven Goliath destroying hallelujah. Let's go. Amen. Let us form ourselves into a circle of seven. You may need to move around to find your seven. Seven. Let one person get inside the circle. Everybody will pray for that single person in the circle. And the person in the center will be shouting a loud amen. Those of you in the center, can I hear your amen? You will pray for that person like this. Say, every arrow of wickedness fired against you shall backfire in the name of Jesus. Pray for that person now. It shall backfire in Jesus' name. We pray. There is somebody in that circle now. The Lord said, I should tell you that that yoke of satanic delay is broken now. Thank you, Jesus. Let the second person get inside the circle. Pray for that person with violence and with power. Say, every power assigned to put you to shame. In the name of Jesus, pray for that person with fire and with power. Basenda kaya bo shendera bo kopola baraba. In Jesus' name we pray. There is somebody in that circle now. You have been fighting inherited battles, but beginning from this morning, those battles are dead. Thank you, Jesus. Let number three person get inside the circle. Pray for that person loud and clear like this. Every power of your father's house contesting for your breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Open your mouth and pray for that person. In Jesus' name we pray. I have a word for somebody inside that circle. The Lord said for years they have held you down. But beginning from a few days to today, your testimony has started. Let number four person get inside the circle. Pray for that person loud and clear. Say, my friend, hear the word of the Lord. Possess your possession in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for that person. Possess your possession in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. There is somebody in that circle now. The Lord said, I should tell you that all those who are gathered to disgrace you, they shall be uniformly disgraced. Let number five get to start a circle now. And you pray for that person like this. Say, my friend, hear the word of the Lord. Pursue your pursuers. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for that person. In Jesus' name we pray. I have a word from somebody in that circle. The Lord said he will usher you into great wealth. Thank you, Jesus. Let number six person get inside the circle. Say, every power that does not want you to lift your head, we bury them now. In the name of Jesus. Pray for that person now. The power that does not want you to lift your head. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody in that circle, the Lord said, I should tell you, an uncommon promotion is coming your way. Let the seven person get inside the circle now. Pray for that person with a loud voice. Every power assigned to pull you down. In the name of Jesus. Pasenda kaya boshantia. Rea poli katende kaya boshende. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody in that circle, the Lord said, I should tell you that this shall be your year of overcoming laughter. Thank your friends. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Right there where you are again, pick another song of praises in your mouth. Any song of praises. Sing it with a loud voice to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. How great is our God. How great is his name. Amen. A louder amen. Let's have a seat for a few minutes. God bless you. For the next few minutes, before we go, we have finished with our hour of intercession. Before we go into the hour of miracles, the hour of prophecy, the hour of prosperity, let me share with you the prophetic insights into this year. The prophetic insights into the year. What does the year 2009 hold prophetically? Before I begin to say anything, let me point out loud and clear to you that you can conclude the whole of this year under what we call divine jealousy. There will be a lot of fight from heavens, from the Almighty on that. So once you have that picture at the back of your mind, then you know where to go from there. This year, number one, it shall be a year of diverse manifestations. Just as in 9 months, a woman's baby manifests. Baby will manifest in 9 months. So this year, 2009, ending with 9, there will be diverse manifestations, both positive ones and negative ones. You must ensure that you do not project negativity this year. 2, it will be a year of uncommon and worrisome occurrences. Many countries will need special prayers because of the uncommon and worrisome occurrences.
of people be unusually wasted. Three. This is a year where special prayers are needed to silence wasters, particularly youths. Four. This year, and listen to me very carefully, beloved, heavens will have zero tolerance towards the era of thieves jailing thieves and robbers jailing robbers. There will be zero tolerance. Because after the judges of the earth will have carried out their own verdict, then the judges of heaven will now sit on the case separately, and there will be strange things happening. Five. It shall be a year where concentrated prayers are needed to tame economic, environmental, and general tragedies. Six. It shall be a year of favor and lifting up for the children of Jehovah. I know I'm one of them. Seven. This year, beloved, the power delaying the breakthrough of God's children shall be crushed. Eight. This year shall be a year of massive open doors for God's children. God shall leak away the wealth of the ungodly and connect the pipe to the pocket of his children. But listen, number nine. This also shall be a year of how are the mighty falling. Ten. This year, beloved, and note this very specifically, it shall be a fantastic year for givers. Those who give. Fantastic year for them. And a very troublesome year for the stingy. 11. This year, there will be open disgrace of bloody money and magic wealth. 12. In this year, aggressive prayers are needed to sanitize our national political sin, which is presently buried in stinking refuse. Aggressive prayers are needed. Serious aggressive prayers. For occultism in leadership cannot move anyone forward. 13. This is a year when those who are bent to kill will kill themselves. And I don't want you to deceive yourself, beloved. As you are sitting down here, don't be too surprised if there are witches and wizards fasting and doing their own prayers to eliminate you. Some people did 40 days dry in order to eliminate Paul. But they fasted in vain. I decree that any power fasting to eliminate you shall fast in vain. In the name of Jesus. 14. This year, unfortunately, unless we do some serious intercession, there shall be progressive food famine. 15. This is a year of silent and open global riots. Riots that will even scare the boldest of men. We need to be very prayerful. Look beside you. Is anybody sleeping? Shake the person well. Tell him to wake up. Or her to wake up. 16. The mystery, in this year, the mystery of homeless landlords will begin to play out. 17. The strong man in charge of crime and violence will operate in a strange new dimension unless we cage it by intercession. 18. In this year, early comers to services will begin to acquire some uncommon testimonies. Because you know, before a service starts, there are the welcoming angels. By the time we start the service proper, they've gone. Others will now come down for their own assignment. Those welcoming early angels will be specially empowered this year to bless early comers. 19. Kings and rulers still engage in pagan worship and idolatry will have themselves to blame, because the idols shall turn against them. So if you have relatives who are still in paganism and idolatry, this will be a terrible year for them unless they repent. 20. In this year, two verses in scripture will play itself out more clearly. Let me read those two verses. Psalm 16:4 and Psalm 27:8. Psalm 16:4 says this: their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Then Psalm 20:7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but who will remember the name of the Lord our God? They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Stand up and stand upright. There will be massive failure of all these people who trust in charms and magic. 21. This year, there will be emergence of strange illnesses to punish immorality. So those who are going around with strange women, boyfriend, girlfriend, you just finish with your boyfriend, finish with your man friend, finish your strange woman, and you find that a serpent has entered your body and you keep moving about. And the sad news, that deliverance will not remove it. Because it's not the devil now, it's the Almighty. And you cannot carry out deliverance against God. So prevention, they say, is better than a cure. So if you need to padlock your underwear or padlock your pants or padlock your trouser, you better padlock it. Do not say you were not told. 22. For those who wholeheartedly seek the Almighty, this shall be a year of conservation, completion, attainment, fulfillment, regeneration and revelation for them. 23. A lot of uncompleted projects that many children of God have laid their hands upon, they shall complete it this year. 24. I'm now going to do some coded statements. This year, beloved, the green snakes under the green grass, they will fight it out under the grass. 25. Past mysterious circumstances that nobody understood how it happened shall also be mysteriously unveiled. 26. This is a year where the foolish shall confound the wise. 27. The slave will somehow put the chains on their masters. 29. There will be a violent rage from the kingdom of darkness to capture people's virtues. So be very careful. I recommend that sisters should try and learn how to do your own hair most of the time. Try and look for a method whereby strange hands will not be touching your head. Because a lot of virtues will be captured this year through manipulation. 30. The Lord shall sweeten the mara or bitter water of his people this year. 31. Strong prayers are needed to avert shocking and senseless killings. 32. Strong prayers are also needed to tame the rage of spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, in the skies. 33. This shall be a year of influx and power of strange children who will be sent out to initiate people like them. It shall be that kind of year. And you know, figure 9 stands for a complete cycle of growth. Noah was the 9th generation from Adam. Abraham was the 9th generation from Noah. 9 signifies completion of a spiritual cycle. 9 is a number of finality, a number of judgment. Number 9 is always remarkable in many respects. Number 9 is always held in great reference by those who are studying the occult, who are studying dark sciences. That's why nobody should spend 999 without fasting and prayer. The one that will come this year. Because if you turn that 9 upside down, it becomes 6662. In mathematics, 9 possesses properties and powers which are not found in any other number. So this year, there will be positive and negative conclusion depending on which side you are. So while final whistles will be blown on long-term trouble, the cup of iniquity of many that is already full shall be visited by judgment. So 34, it shall be a number of divine jealousy, divine judgment. And last but not the least, it's a year of sowing that will be accompanied by much reaping once you sow properly. Those are the 35 prophetic insights into this year. And I want us to know that these are the prophetic insights. But there is a key that can solve problems. It's the key of prayer and intercession. So as a believer then, what is your key for survival this year? Let me give you the 9 survival keys for the year. Number 1, holy living. What's number 1? Let somebody shout it loud and clear. Number 2, intensive prayer. What is number 2? Number 3, the word of God must dwell richly in you. The word of God must become your milk and your honey. What is number 1? Number 2. Number 3. Number 4 is sacrificial giving. Give to God until you feel the pain. And then you see what will happen. Number 5. Self-control. Keep your flesh under control this year. 6. Watchfulness. Memorize your Psalm 91 and ensure that you read it every day. Number 7 is spiritual empowerment. Spiritual empowerment. This is why we have decided now to start teaching on spiritual power beginning from Monday at headquarters. You will need that power this year. 8, hard work. Hard work. Don't be lazy this year. Whether in your work or in your prayer or in your work with the Lord. Number 9. Be a praise addict. Whether your situation is favorable or not, praise God anyhow. Praise Him anyhow. For us at the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry, this year is rooted in 3 scriptures. Romans 8:19. Romans 8:19 says this. For the endless expectation of the creature waited for the manifestations of the sons of God. Then Isaiah 61 says, I'm sure we all know that one very well. Isaiah 61 says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Third scripture is Psalm 124, verse 7. Psalm 124, verse 7. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Those are the 3 scriptures. Romans 8:19, Isaiah 61, Psalm 124:7. So all those who are members of the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry, our watchword for this year is therefore this. 2009. My year of awesome testimonies. and divine turnaround. My year of awesome testimonies and divine turnaround. That is a prophetic picture of the year and the keys to survive in it. Smartness is not the issue now. Academic intelligence is not the issue. University education is not the issue. The issues on ground are much more serious than that. There are wasters out there, and the rage of divine jealousy is fighting. Make sure that this year you are on the side of the Almighty all the time. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. The first prayer, I want you to pray for yourself. We have a few minutes to pray the prayer. So if you are sleeping, it's very sad. Few minutes to pray. Very soon the service will close. Then you can go home and sleep. But right now, remain awake. Turn to the person and say, "My friend, are you sleeping?" If he's sleeping, leave his side, go to another person. Say this loud and clear. Good gates closed against me. Open by fire. In the name of Jesus. Somebody has to shout that loud and clear. In Jesus' name we pray. Now say, limiting yokes. Break! In the name of Jesus. The yokes that limit. In Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer. The Lord said, listen to me. As many people as raise up their voices in a cry to heavens shall receive answers. So I want you to roar in desperate prayers. I want you to roar like thunder in this third prayer. My story must change to glory. In the name of Jesus. My story must change to glory. In the name of Jesus. Masekayabo shenderabo kontayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. I have a word for somebody who just prayed that prayer. The Lord said, if we cry this year, it will be a cry of joy. My story must change to glory. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, satanic blanket covering my glory. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Masekatela kaya boshanda. Destroy the blanket covering your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Sisters who are here this morning, can I hear you saying, every power gathered to disgrace me, I scatter you unto powder. Brothers, can I hear you shouting it? Is that the best the brothers can do? Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This prayer will bring so many testimonies. Oh God! what will make men notice you in my life. In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and declare it.
Do what will make men notice you in my life.
Jesus' name we pray.
This next prayer, you first of all sing it in a song. It is important that nobody's voice overshadows your voice as you sing this song. After singing it in the song, then we're going to convert it to machine gun prayer. I can see everything turning around and turning around and turning around for my favor. I can see everything
turning around. Turning around,
see everything turning around for my favor. I can see everything turning around, everything
turning,
see everything turning around for my favor. I can see everything turning around. Oh yes, your hand. I can see everything. Let me hear you clapping. I can see everything. See everything, see everything turning around for my. I can see everything turning around, turning around, turning around for my. Oh, I can see everything, see everything, see everything turning around for my. Oh, I can see everything, see everything, see everything turning around. Your hand. I can see everything turning around, turning around, turning around for my friend. Oh, I can see everything turning around, turning around, turning around for my friend. Oh, I can see everything, see everything, see everything turning around for my friend. Oh, I can see everything, I can see everything, I can see everything turning around. One more time. I can see everything. See everything. See everything turning around for my favor. Shout hallelujah. Say everything. Can you shout with it all the anger? Turn around to my favor. When you say that once, you're going to say, turn around in the name of Jesus. Turn around in the name of Jesus. Are you ready now? Open your mouth and pray. Command it to turn around. In Jesus' name we pray. If you believe that that is your lot this year, shout a loud hallelujah. Now, right there where you are, if you have any sickness in any part of your body, this is the time to lay your hands upon it. I'm happy to announce to you that a baby girl has just been delivered here just now. Glory be to the name of Jesus. This is the time to lay your hands upon it. And if there is no sickness at all, if you have any sickness at all, lay your hands on your chest. Prevention, they say, is better than cure. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Say, I fire back every arrow of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to fire it back. Basentera kaya bo shendera bo kontia. Ribosoponde keye bo shente rabo kolaba. Manna kanta rabo sopolaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep your hands anywhere where there is infirmity now. Father, I thank you because you always hear my prayers. Father, I thank you for your children gathered here. And I thank you for your grace and power upon their lives. It is written, you yourself bore our infirmities and took away our sicknesses. The chastisement of our peace is upon you.
and by your stripes we are healed. Father, anybody here with any infirmity, whether hidden infirmity or open infirmity, I bury them now. I bury the infirmity now. In the name of Jesus. Sicknesses in the eyes, in the brain, in the face, in the throat, in the neck. You the swelling in the breast, under the armpit. You the disease, kidney disease, liver. You trouble in the womb, trouble in the body. That place is not your habitation. So I command in the name of Jesus, loose your hold now. Loose your hold. 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 In the name of Jesus. If you are that person and one leg is shorter than the other, try it now. That leg has become equal with the second one. That person, you are here, you are smelling death. There's this foul odor about you. That odor has just been silenced now. You, the demon behind partial stroke, hear the word of the Lord. That place is not your habitation. So depart now in the name of Jesus. As somebody over there, it's as if they set your whole body on fire before you got here. Particularly your legs, they're on fire. But right now where you are, the power of God has come upon you. And His healing power has come upon your life. Now in 1 minute now, the deliverance power of God is about to come on 35 persons who have been troubled by chronic acidic witchcraft. The power of God will fall upon you where you are. And their yoke upon your life shall be broken instantly. Yes, that's the power of God. That's the power of God. That's number one. Number two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. That's right. The arrow fired into the chest. The arrow fired into the kidney. The one fired into the womb. By the witchcraft powers. They have been taken out. They've been taken out. That's 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. That's number 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. Thank you, Jesus. I somebody right there at the back. You are in trouble because they are fed with poison. That poison is coming out of your body now. Thank you, Jesus. The terrible heaviness has just been separated from the body of somebody over there. And that your constant one-sided headache has been removed forever. The serpent in the bone marrow that is causing this person stress has been driven out of the bone marrow. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Stretch forward your two hands now. And begin to pronounce blessings on those hands. Pronounce blessings on your hands now. Pronounce blessings on your hands now. Bakatenda kayabo shandarabo. Ribasi ale katenda yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. If you brought your instrument of trade here, this is the time to bring it out. If you didn't bring any implement of your business, as I pray, just stretch your hands towards me at the altar here. But if you bring it, this is time to bring it out.
If you walk with a pen, bring out a pen. Whatever you walk with, bring it out right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, beginning from now, let the spirit of prosperity fall upon all the implements of business that are brought here. In the name of Jesus, begin to prosper now. Begin to prosper now. Begin to prosper now. Begin to prosper now. Any bewitchment against your career, any bewitchment against your implement of trade, any bewitchment against the program of God for your life, we cancel that bewitchment in the name of Jesus. This year you shall prosper. This year you shall be an overcomer. This year your wealth shall be an overshadowing wealth. If you have not been doing well in the past years, this year you will do exceedingly well. In the name of Jesus, receive the anointing to prosper. Receive it, 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 receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say thank you, Jesus. This is the prophetic hour. When I make this prophetic declaration, all I want you to say, I claim it by fire, by the power in the blood of Jesus. Can I hear you shouting that? Now, listen to the instructions. You must not reduce the volume of your claiming. And you must not be tired. It's 7 times 7. This is the final thing we need to do here before we go home. It is possible when you are making this prophetic declaration, some people may not be able to stand on their feet. But don't worry about that one. It is possible that you just feel like something has left your body. Don't worry about it. It's because you are making a direct hit at the enemy. I declare that this year, you shall obtain awesome practical results. I decree upon your life that this year you shall be for signs and wonders. I claim it by fire, by the power and the blood of Jesus. Can you say that and let me hear you? This year, you shall talk less and testify much. This year, I prophesy upon your life that you shall taste the awesome power of God in every department of your life. I decree that this year, you shall have overcoming laughter and victory dance. I decree upon your life that this year, the God that made Abraham to testify shall make you to testify. I decree this year, the God that made Daniel to be celebrated shall secure your celebration. I decree upon your life that this year, the Lord that destroyed the garment of shame assigned to blind Bartimaeus shall make shame a stranger in your life. This year, you shall possess all your lost possessions. This year, your testimony shall be awesome. I decree that this year 2009 is the year where all your enemies shall surrender in the name of Jesus. Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, this year you shall sing your song and dance your dance. I prophesy upon you that this year you shall have more than enough. I declare that your season of uncommon breakthrough has arrived. I prophesy upon your life that your life will not be stagnant this year. I decree upon your life that frustration shall not move close to you this year in the name of Jesus. I decree that this year the uncommon and the unusual shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. There is somebody here this morning, this year you shall pursue, overtake and recover in the name of Jesus. This year Jehovah shall arise and fight all your battles for you in the name of Jesus. I decree by the decree of heavens that this year your expectation shall not be cut off. This year, the Lord shall laminate you and your family with the blood of Jesus. And you shall tread upon every serpent and scorpion of poverty in the name of Jesus. And listen to this. Any power assigned to kill you this year shall kill itself in the name of Jesus. This year, nobody shall say to you, sorry, come next time. And whether the enemy likes it or not, you shall be an eagle of God this year. And whether the enemy likes it or not, you shall be an eagle of God this year. The Lord of hosts shall sanitize your environment for dominion, prosperity in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants you to wear the garment of sorrow this year shall die. And listen to this. Any wicked power that has gone on a wicked journey to waste your life will not come back alive. I prophesy upon your life that this shall be your life of your time of destiny, revolution, and positive change. This year, any witchcraft power attempting to toy with your destiny shall be disgraced. This year, you will be a champion. You will not be a casualty. ...2009 shall be your year of multiple celebration and positive manifestation. This year, the labor of the enemy over your life shall receive double failure. By the power that establishes the heavens and the earth, no circumstances shall disrupt your life this year. There is somebody here today, this year, you will not hear the voice of evil spirits. The Lord shall make you a candidate of supernatural surprises in the name of Jesus. And this year your God shall arise and restore your past losses in the name of Jesus. Any evil meeting someone against you this year shall receive confusion. This year the Lord shall increase the speed of your progress.
And for your sake this year, I cancel death. I cancel sorrow. I cancel premature death. In the name of Jesus. This year, you will not fall, you will not fail. And this year shall be your year of rejoicing and your jubilee year in the name of Jesus. Every gang up against your destiny this year shall be scattered in the name of Jesus. Shout this after me loud and clear. Say, Lord! Shout it loud and clear. Make me a mysterious wonder. Shout it 3 times. This year, every exit from something will become entry into a better one for you. And every loss shall become a gain for you in the name of Jesus. What others are calling a problem shall become promotion for you this year in the name of Jesus. The last prophecy, 49. And any power that wants you to die this year shall die in your place in the name of Jesus. Sevenfold, amen. Father, it is written that your people there shall through the hills raise up their head. From there comes their help. The help comes from the Lord who made them stand up. Do not suffer their feet to be moved. For it that keepeth them will not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. This year it shall be well with you. You are covered with the blood of Jesus. I put you and the whole of your family in the envelope of fire. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.